G'day y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Cultural Literacy Podcast, your source for literary, cultural analysis and fun times every Saturday. I am your host, Mallory Myers, and I am joined this week with my very special guest, Professor, Librarian and Doctored Single Mum, Callum Kramer. Thank you so much for having me here this week. I always enjoy listening to you discuss the continuing relevance of important books through the themes, ideas, and techniques used in the original text and following manifestations. And thank you so much for coming on. So, for our first segment today, we will be discussing our guest's favourite book, The Odyssey, by 8th century blind poet Homer. I will be discussing the Odyssey's continued relevance through the motif of women as evil or weak and the theme of verisimilitude and their adaptation into the Penelopiad and Big Fish. I would like to start by talking about the motif and my favourite adaptation of it in the Penelopiad by Margaret Atwood. In the Odyssey, Odysseus encounters many women in his journey home, and it is clear reading the original text that Homer drew on an existing mythology to create or bring in existing female characters. In Greek myth, women are portrayed as the cause of conflict and the antagonist, or they are weak and need saving. The only exception to the rule is goddesses like Athena. The cultural context of the text is the ancient Greek social mores that women were non-citizens, secondary to men, and they could only fill a limited amount of positions in society further depending on their class. Female characters that didn't conform to the social expectations, like Clytemnestra, Helen, Circe, and Calypso, were isolated and eventually killed or, like Calypso, committed suicide. In the Odyssey, Penelope is seen as a weak character. She has power from her husband, but she doesn't have authority in Greek society as a woman. She spends 20 years waiting for Odysseus to come back to help her and save her. While Telemachus, Penelope's much younger son, has much more authority over Ithaca. The gender division is defined. In the Penelopiad, a 2005 retelling of the original text from Penelope's perspective, Penelope is expanded from a weak character in the Odyssey and appears much stronger and smarter. The book explores her life and her subdual of her suitors for 10 years, while remaining vigilant and committed to Odysseus. In the Odyssey, Athena is credited for Penelope's subdual of her suitors, but in the Penelopiad, Penelope devises her own plans, especially the archery challenge that she knew only Odysseus would win, knowing he was in Ithaca at the time, in disguise. Penelope is shown to be a strong character in the retelling, and in the motif, if you aren't evil or weak, you are punished. After the hanging of the maids, Odysseus leaves on a quest to find peace. Penelope doubts his claimed fidelity on his journey and hates that he killed her loyal maids. There is mistrust between them, and in the underworld after they die, Penelope is left wandering alone, eternally in the asphodel fields. In the Odyssey and the Penelopiad, the female characters that stray from the socially allowed classes for women are punished, from the ancient Greek context of the original text. In the original text, Circe, Clytemnestra, and Calypso are strong and end up dead. Penelope stays the weak character, waiting for Odysseus to return and becomes immortal. In the Penelopiad, she is stronger, doesn't trust Odysseus at the end, but lives out eternally alone in the asphodel fields. The continuing relevance of the motif is in the rise of feminism and the reevaluation of work and the role of women in that. Also, the comparison to the older culture and how we have progressed or regressed. Now, let's talk about the theme of verisimilitude in the Odyssey and another of my favourite adaptions, Big Fish by Daniel Wallace. Verisimilitude, or appearance versus reality, as a theme can be seen everywhere in media, from Shakespeare to advertisements. In the Odyssey, it is seen in the help Athena gives Odysseus and Telemachus. At the beginning of the original text, Athena appears to Telemachus, disguised as Odysseus' old friend, and encourages Telemachus. She later appears to Telemachus as an Ithacan mentor who protects him from the murderous suitors and guides him to adulthood. Athena on many occasions changed Odysseus' appearance in order to disguise him or make him look impressive. The theme is also seen in the recounts of Odysseus' Trojan horse story by Demodocus, a bard, while a disguised Odysseus listened in, and when Odysseus disguised himself against Polymephus the Cyclops by using the name Nothing, To add context, the use of disguise, deception, and illusion were prized attributes by Athena in ancient Greece. Apparently, appearance versus reality is also seen when Odysseus and his crew land on the island of the Lotus Eaters, and three scouts are brainwashed by Lotus Flower, as they never want to leave the island, and their appearance of the island paradise is different from the trap reality. In Big Fish, a 1998 reimagined version of the original text in the American South, verisimilitude is seen in the protagonist Edward and the relationship he has with his son William, who just wants to know his real father and not the stories that Edward has been telling him his entire life. They are almost a personification of appearance versus reality, as William wants to hear the actual account of events, while Edward believes in the magic of life and knows that fiction can reflect a greater appearance of reality than facts can. The lack of understanding between the two leads to an estrangement. But appearance and reality don't have to be binary opposites. They can coexist, as William realizes after his father's death that his father's stories depicted him as a happy, well-loved man, and as long as that detail was true, any story based around it didn't matter. The theme is also seen in The Witch, as everyone judged her on her appearance, and everyone assumed the worst when they would see her, but Edward could see past her exterior and saw a kind old lady. Appearance versus reality, or verisimilitude, is in the Odyssey and Big Fish in different ways. In the Odyssey, the theme is seen in Odysseus' disguises and illusions provided by Athena, the goddess of military strategy and intelligence, who prided the attributes of disguise, illusion, deception, and trickery. Big Fish interprets the theme into a father-son dynamic that modernizes it. The book explores it in a more relevant way, including the way reality and appearance can interact. The motif of women as evil or weak and the theme of verisimilitude deepen our understanding of the culture and context in which the Odyssey was created. Through our discussion on the motif and theme and how they were interpreted in future interactions, Big Fish and the Penelopiad, their cultural context is explored and the continued relevance of the Odyssey is confirmed. It is and continues to be a relevant and successful story because it is the quintessential heroic tale with mighty deeds, a perilous journey, fantastical settings, and powerful gods. These aspects have formed thousands of stories across cultures and time. To quote Big Fish, "When a man's stories are remembered, he is immortal." Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for this segment. Thank you, Callum, for being here today. It has been an absolute pleasure. We will return for our second segment after a short panini break, where we will talk about the importance of not being stupid. See you then.